The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you so much for choosing to spend some time with me here today. And we're going to catch up today with Vince, a patient of mine who I did two of the arthrosurface resurfacing total shoulders on. One was, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And the other, he just called the other day for his 6-month check-in. So let's catch up with Vince. Vince, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good. Very good. So, for the listeners, Vince and I go way back. Vince had called me last week to give me an update on his shoulder, and I thought, well, hey, you know what? Let's have him on the show and talk about his story, or I guess stories. I guess it's plural, shoulder stories. So Vince got the arthrosurface shoulder, which I've talked about, which allows you to do pretty much whatever you want afterwards, rather than having the restrictions that a normal total shoulder would give you. So, Vince, why don't you go all the way back to that first shoulder and tell us the story from there?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I was a weightlifter, and over the years, I had messed up my shoulder. The head of the repair surgeon, here we go, the orthopedic surgeon for the Cincinnati Bengals, I went in and I said, can you fix this? And he goes, well, no, not really. We could do a little something, but you'll never lift heavy weights again. Well, I sat in the car and cried for a while. And then I got tired of that. And years later, I started doing some research, and I found the arthroplastic surgery, and I found Dr. Godding in Des Moines. And I went to him. He did my shoulder. And now I'm going to skip forward 10 years. No, it wasn't 10 years. It was less than that. It was more like 5. And last summer I moved shoveling with my right hand 2.5 tons of dirt in a day. And then I moved it around the yard, spreading it out the next day. And that's using my right hand to shovel. So there's nothing wrong with that shoulder at all. So next comes, they did some x-rays on my neck. And while they were doing it, they caught some of the shoulder in my left. And they said, you have stage 4 arthritis in your shoulder. Well, I don't have any pain or restrictions. But if you say I've got stage 4, okay. So I sent some of the information to Dr. Godding, and he goes, oh, yeah, go on in. Let's take a look at this. And went in. He set me up with an appointment. Oh, my gosh, it was a quick appointment. And did surgery. Did spend one night. Got out. Finished my PT. And, I went in for, I just got out of it 6 months ago, and that was for twice a week. And my PT, I got to tell you this, my PT was totally unfamiliar with arthroplastic.
Arthrosurface.
Arthrosurface, for yes.
Right.
You.
Yep.
And, he would set a limit, and I said, no, you don't understand. This isn't like the total shoulders you're accustomed to. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's done for power lifters as well as anybody else. Yeah. And then we got to the point to where we were using the weights. And he goes, girl, didn't that hurt? No. You're awful strong for somebody who just had a shoulder repaired, a total shoulder. Well, no, that's the way this surgery works. It doesn't make you totally unable to do anything. The idea is to restore you back to where you were before. And it's an amazing surgery. What can I do with it now? Well, Dr. Godding told me 10 pounds, and I can't tell you that occasionally you get used to using both arms, right? Well, I went out, and I go out, and I start working in the yard, and I'm starting to pick up stuff that weighs 20, 30 pounds. Am I pressing it? No. Am I curling it up? A little bit. Do I feel anything? Oh, a little soreness.
So, but the 10 pounds was just really for the more recent shoulder, because the first shoulder we did 5 years ago, I mean, you shouldn't have any limitations on that. And then you've been doing Hapkido, which is a martial art this whole time as well, too, right?
Oh, yes. The Hapkido, what they have done for me is to adjust it to my body limitations, because I've had lots of other surgeries.
Right. So the first shoulder was, I think you're right, probably 6 or 7 years ago, actually, if I start thinking about it. And then I believe, so we're 6 months out on the second shoulder, and you're basically back to doing everything you want to do and a lot of things that you couldn't do, right? So
I'm living a normal life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that includes being able to play my organ, two columns, and I can go back and forth. And unfortunately, my wife knows that I can put dishes away now.
Yeah. Well, good. I just kind of wanted to catch up with you, because it's always nice to hear from patients that have been out a while, like this shoulder replacement. You know, we're 5 years out of the first, 5 or 6 years from the first one and 6 months from the second one. And you're just out there doing everything you want without any restrictions and without any pain. And the things that used to bother you, like reaching up to that second platform on the organ and things like that, are so much better. And I just, sometimes it's just nice to hear it from people who have experienced it. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, thank you, Dr. Godding.
All right, Vince. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll catch up with you next time you do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, very
Bye-bye.
Good. Thank you. So there's Vince. Vince is, he came from basically the border of Illinois over in Bettendorf. And first he came to Des Moines, and then he wanted to have his second one done. And so he came out to Carroll, and he's just been he's been super satisfied. You know, like he said, he's able to do the things that he wasn't able to do. And a lot of people, when they hear shoulder replacement, and rightly so, because the standard shoulder replacements, most surgeons are going to be having you, like if I was doing a regular shoulder replacement for whatever reason, if I did not the arthrosurface, which is the one that I do, and we'll talk a little bit more about the differences of that, but if I was to do a normal shoulder replacement for whatever reason, I haven't done one of those in a long time because I believe the arthrosurface is so much better. If I was going to do one of those, I would probably tell the patient 30 to 40 pounds would be the most I would want them to lift for the rest of their life. And there's some details about the design of the arthrosurface shoulder that make it where that is necessary. So first would be the two things that differentiate the arthrosurface shoulder replacement. And it is a shoulder replacement, but it's a resurfacing type of shoulder replacement. But any shoulder replacement, any joint replacement, the idea is to resurface that joint. That's what a joint replacement is. You are taking off the broken, diseased cartilage on the end of the joint, and that is what arthritis is. Arthritis is the broken down cartilage on the end of a joint. And so any joint resurfaces by definition, any joint replacement is resurfacing it. But there's a little bit different. Well, it's a lot different, the way that it's done with the arthrosurface, the brand, the type that I use. So I'm going to start on the socket side. So the socket of the shoulder is shallow. It's not like the hip, where it's like the hip is a real cup around the ball. And so your hip wouldn't just fall out if you were standing there and all your muscles went away and it was just you and your bones, it was just you and the skeleton, your hip would not fall out. But your shoulder, and the reason for that is because, you know, it's a socket and it goes almost all the way around, right? So there's support in not 360 degrees, but it's pretty close to half covered. In the ball and socket joint of the shoulder, it's just a real shallow, the socket's a real shallow cup. And if the ligaments weren't there, the humerus bone, which, so it's the humerus and the scapula of the two bones, the humerus bone would just fall to the ground if there was nothing there holding it. So it's a very different type of joint. So the stability is very, very different. The shoulder, it's much easier to dislocate your shoulder than to dislocate your hip. You almost never see, the only time you could ever see a hip dislocate, it would be like a really, really high energy, you know, an auto accident or bike versus car. I mean, theoretically you could do it in sports, but you just don't see it. The shoulder though, you can definitely, you could fall down and put your hand out to stop you and your shoulder could dislocate. And it's pretty rare, but it does happen. But anyway, so it's a much less stable joint. And so that's because the socket side is very shallow. So starting with the normal way that we do a shoulder replacement is you put a plastic cap on the entire socket. So you just recover the whole socket with a plastic cap. So there's some sort of a stem that goes in to the socket and you shave the bone down. And then there's multiple different ways of doing it. Some of them are glued. Some of them are what we call press fit. But the socket is completely covered with a plastic liner. And so you're bearing the entire force of any motion of that surgery onto the plastic liner. And that's where the caution comes from with lifting heavy things, because that plastic liner, because the difference, like with a hip, again, it goes all the way around, but with the shoulder, it doesn't. So there's a lot, the ball will move around in the socket a lot more. And because of that, it does what's called edge loading. So it goes out to the edge of the socket and it pushes, and that kind of makes, they call it a rocking horse effect. I know this is kind of hard to conceptualize, but if you looked at a teacup and a saucer, the hip socket is like a teacup. The shoulder socket is like a saucer. So it's really pretty well flat with just some curves up at the edges. And if you resurface that entire saucer, that's what the normal shoulder replacement does. In the arthrosurface, we take the middle of the saucer out and we put a plastic there. And so you have a rim of your own bone and cartilage that helps maintain stability and doesn't wear out as fast, and it has a less likelihood of failing over time. Now, on the ball side, we don't cut the entire head off. We just shave the head down a little bit, and then we put a cap on top of that shaved bone. Whereas with a normal one, we cut the entire head off and put a stem down the bone, and then the head is resting on that stem. There are some newer stemless ones. The arthrosurface would count as what we call a stemless total shoulder, because there's no real stem going down the bone. There's a little bit of a screw, but that just really stays in the head, which is preserved and maintained. And even not all the stemless ones are resurfacings either. Some of them you do cut the whole head off, and then you put the head and short stem on. They call them stemless. There's a little bit of a stem. But the point is, with the arthrosurface, you retain almost all of your bone. We take off just a little tiny bit of bone, whereas on the regular total shoulder, you cut the entire head off. So that is good for bone preservation, obviously. It's good for, what happens if something goes wrong? You know, down the line, if you have to redo it, you have so much more bone. But the big difference is on the glenoid or the socket side, because what that allows you to do is that's the part that allows you to go do your Hapkido and your weightlifting and your, you know, moving dirt and things like that, like Vince was talking about, because what it's called is a load sharing device. So again, go back to the saucer analogy. If the entire saucer is covered with plastic, that's your normal shoulder replacement. That plastic is bearing all of the load of the shoulder joint. Whereas if you cut a little hole in the saucer and put some plastic in it, but the rest of the saucer was still there, that's called load sharing. Okay. I hope I'm explaining this. It's a little tough, but there's, if you go online and you go to Arthrosurface, A-R-T-H-R-O, Arthrosurface, S-U-R-F-A-C-E. If you Google Arthrosurface shoulder, you'll see the design and you can compare it to other shoulders and you can see how much less invasive it is and what that really means with the load sharing device. But just suffice it to say that the load sharing aspect of it is what really differentiates itself. And it's something that is really just groundbreaking. You pull up Arthrosurface and, you know, you've got a picture of a guy with a heavy weight up over his shoulder, like holding a barbell up over his shoulders, straight up. A thing that you most likely would be told you could never do again if you had a standard total shoulder. Now, recently, some doctors have become a little bit more, begun to allow their patients to do a little bit more, but I don't know anybody who is doing a total shoulder and saying, hey, you can do whatever you want. You have no restrictions. At least I'm not aware of that. That's kind of not what the manufacturers recommend, and that's not, you know, whereas Arthrosurface, you know, you pull right onto their website and there's a guy with heavy weights up over his shoulder. So it just, and that's the reason I started using it, frankly, was because I always want to do, well, what would I do? I'm 55 now. Just turned this week, actually. So I guess I'm officially a senior citizen. What would I do at 55? Or, I mean, gosh, at 50 or 48. And some people do need shoulders at those ages. Well, there's no way in the world I would do something even today that would give me a permanent restriction on what I could do. I just wouldn't do that. And so I was looking for an option for that. And I found the Arthrosurface and the patients have been quite happy. So I just wanted to run that through. And Vince had called me last week and left a message. And I said, why don't you just come on the show? And he said that he would. So that was always fun catching up. And so, yes, I'm officially 55, which I think makes me a senior citizen, which is, you know, it's crazy. Because I can remember my grandpa when I was young. He probably was about my age. Now, he was an older 55. Both of my grandpas were older, and both of them, one of them was in pretty decent shape. The other guy, my grandpa Norris, he was actually my step grandfather. But anyway, I didn't know that when I was young. He was just Grandpa Norris, and then I had Grandpa Hinkle. But boy, they sure looked a lot older at 55 than I feel like I look now. Maybe I'm deluding myself. I don't know. But they weren't exercising the way I'm exercising, and they never really paid any attention to diet or health or anything like that. It just kind of wasn't a thing back then. My grandpa Norris, he would do about 5 minutes of calisthenics every night, and he might ride his stationary bike 10 minutes a couple times a week. That was about it. But neither one of them were sort of like going to the gym and, you know, lifting weights and running sprints and all those things that I've been doing. And so again, my carnivore journey, I'm back strict carnivore again. Last weekend was our last volleyball tournament of the year for club volleyball. So last one ever for my oldest daughter. First of her last evers, and that was a little bit bittersweet. My youngest daughter's not sure she's going to play club next year. Club is the one that runs you all over the country and ruins, I shouldn't say ruins, dedicates your weekends to them for most of the winter. So that and just winter itself and the weather and just everything else, I got a little bit off track on the carnivore. I gained 12 pounds back, but I am now that, coinciding with my 55th birthday, I'm re-inspired. I want to look better. I look better right now at 55 than I did at 40, for sure. And now I want to look better than I did at 30 when I turn 56. That's my goal. So I would encourage everybody to look outside and see the beautiful weather and think to yourselves, I can be healthier a year from now than I am today. That's realistic for almost everybody. Some people are super healthy and then you just run into the age thing. But I think most of us, almost all of us, could be healthier in a year. And that's my goal again this year. I did it last year and I'm going to do it again. I hope everybody else does that with me. So go enjoy, be healthy, be happy, and you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.